This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Back on the show from the Stifel Sports Studio, we are joined by Chris Zimmerman. The Blues CEO is with us. Chris, good morning. It's always great to have you on the show.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Good to be here.
Good to
Especially
be with
after
you.
A nice win last night.
Yeah, it was. How about the 1-0 win over Winnipeg? I told you, Audrey Ackerman, she's magic. We talked before the game. I said, don't worry, she's got this. And on her birthday, you got it done against the Jets. So now you're a game away from getting back to 500, 1 point out of the final playoff spot. The Blues are surging here. 6-2 win over Florida was very nice.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, nothing's been easy, but, picking up 5 out of 6 points and having the opportunity to go into Christmas at 500 in this league that's so ultra-competitive and with all the injuries we're battling through, the guys have shown a lot of character this week.
They have. And, you know, even the game against the Rangers, Jordan Binnington was very good. I think that is the key to unlocking this thing, quite honestly, Chris. We can talk all day about everybody on that roster and coaching and strategy and attitude. If you have good goaltending, you can get on a run, which is obviously what you need right now.
Well, yeah, and we've got, you know, we really believe in the tandem of goaltenders we have, and we've seen it before. And we've obviously seen them make a difference in a number of key wins this year. It was nice to win a game by more than a goal last night and have the last minute or so feel a little bit more comfortable.
Isn't that better? Otto Stenberg had a nice game. So did Booch. So did Robert Thomas. And the Blues open it up against the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion. 6-2 win over the Florida Panthers. Really nice win. Now, the last game before Christmas break is Monday at Tampa Bay, 6 o'clock on FanDuel Sports Network, and then you'll return to play Saturday night at Enterprise Center against Nashville. I always say those holiday crowds have a little extra in them because it's people from around the country in for the holidays who don't normally get to see their beloved St. Louis Blues. It's fun. I'll say the Winnipeg game had some great energy in it. It's impressive what's going on down there.
Yeah, and it's I always look forward to the games. We're typically at home the week after Christmas. I've got family that comes into town. They love getting to the games. It's so that week's great. We've got, you know, a game on the 27th, and then again versus Nashville, and then after that we've got another game on the 29th as well, and then just after New Year's we've got back-to-back games on the 2nd and 3rd. So it's a really great time when you have family in town, to bring people together, some who may be longtime blues fans. And my other favorite thing is hearing about people bringing their family and friends who haven't been hockey fans to their first game. That's always a great experience as well.
Yeah, it's a good point. Tell me about the KMOV and Matrix Midwest relationship. I note that you have not only the simulcasts going on this year, but KMOV, First Alert 4, and Matrix Midwest, some over-the-air contests. How is that going for you?
Well, it's going really well. I mean, KMOV has proven to be a really valuable partner. You know, for us, the big opportunity is to continue to find more ways to reach more fans, to tell the stories of our team, of our players. KMOV is going to be carrying the Hall of Fame induction ceremony in mid-January. We're excited about that. All of the work that we're doing with KMOV is, you know, it's all part of trying to reach the biggest audience and just have as many different outlets to tell our story.
Absolutely. And finally, I mentioned the Bragging Rights game earlier in the show. That's tomorrow night at Enterprise Center. Enterprise is just a hub of activity for our city. And I don't know that it gets bigger, honestly, than the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, which will be at Enterprise Center January 7th, a five-day event that will get international attention, Chris.
Yeah, well, and it's also, in addition to being the U.S. National Championships, it's also the Olympic Trials. And we have what appears to be one of the best groups of individuals competing for the U.S. on the figure skating side. I've been lucky enough to get to a couple of Winter Olympic Games. And although one wouldn't call me a regular figure skating fanboy, getting ready for the Olympics, seeing these amazing athletes who are going to represent our country, people should really think about the opportunity to get down to Enterprise Center for that event. It will be really special.
You want to get those tickets, go to SkateSt.Louis2026.com. There are still tickets available. I think people assume that they're sold out. SkateSt.Louis2026.com if you want to snag those for a holiday gift. And we appreciate your time very much. I know that you're partnering with the Sports Commission and Explore St. Louis for the World Cup of Hockey to 2028. That is absolutely awesome to just think about if St. Louis could get that. So we appreciate all the efforts you and the Sports Commission and Explore St. Louis do on our behalf.
Hey, Tom, we at the Blues, we are so blessed. We're really grateful for our fans, the type of sports community you know that we have that gives us the opportunity to bring these types of events. Our fans in St. Louis are just exceptional. It does make us what I still believe is one of the great sports towns in North America. And as we go into the holiday, I just want to wish you and your listeners, but really the sports community and our community broadly, a very Merry Christmas.
Best to you and the Blues family as well. Thank you very much, Chris. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, be well.
That is the CEO of the St. Louis Blues, Chris Zimmerman, on KMOX. Great to have him. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back after the news, we will have more sports on a Sunday morning. For those of you listening on 1120 a.m., you will be shifted to Chiefs pregame at the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.